I'm certain that it goes on. I don't, and personally for me, I have never paid attention to that, just based upon the fact that whether you're doing well or you're not doing well, you never want it to affect your work performance during the week. So, I've tried not to pay attention to it, but I also understand the responsibility of the job as an offensive coordinator in the National Football League. You know, I've done this 14 years, and I've been a coordinator at different places. I understand the frustration, and I don't think there's anybody that is harder that this has affected more than myself. You know, certainly I understand I've got to do a better job, and that the job has not been up to par at this point. So I think you always know that going in, and know that it's again part of the profession, and there's a responsibility to the fans and to the players and to the team and to myself to do better. But right now that hasn't happened, and we'll continue to work hard to get better.
You have family and stuff too.
I think that's, again, that's part of it. It's certainly not easy on anybody. And especially, again, I think whether the head coach, a coordinator, a quarterback, those are the positions in most organizations, the general manager that whose names are in the paper the most, good or bad. But my wife is a coach as well, and so she understands that part of it. The kids are at an age now that, again, I think it's always good life lessons that you can teach them. And when you go through a time like this, and again, whether it's good or bad, I think there's always life lessons learned there to pass on to the children. So, but we'll just keep working every day and try to get better. And again, it's not my first year as a coordinator. It's certainly not my best, obviously, but there'll be better days ahead.
But where do you see light at the end of the tunnel? What are the things that you see when you look at the film and say, you know what, that's something we can build on, that's something that –
Oftentimes, I look at the young players. I try to think of, when you're building, who are the core players right now that you can count on going forward. And I think, again, especially this past year's class was a very good class when you look at the players that are contributing and have contributed. And I think offensively, Menelik Watson from the previous year has been a good player. Mike Rivera has now been a very productive player. So I think there's some pieces there that you can build on. And certainly a lot of it is falls on the quarterback. And I think now that there's a quarterback in place here, we've had to, when you just look at even the last 3 years, when you've switched head coaches, you switched offensive coordinators, you switched systems. We did a different system for prior. And so there's been a lot of change here. And I think when you look at the whole, if they can get some stability here, whether that's with me or without me, or with Tony Sperano or without Tony Sperano, I just think there's got to be some continuity here for these players and this team.
Is that why when Tony was asked after the game the other day a couple of times about maybe sitting Derek a little bit, that he says, no, we haven't even discussed it? Because that it's important, you think, to maintain that stability Derek's healthy and –
Yeah, I think so, and I think just in his development, I think, and again, to maybe to the naked eye or the common eye, I just think that you may not see the developments in him, but, I see it every week, and again, he is a rookie. He's going to play a lot better football in the future for the Raiders. I think he's going to, again, be surrounded by better players in the future, and which will help him make him better. But he's also just a rookie, and there's always going to be some growing pains depending upon the situation that player gets thrown into, whether he gets thrown into a team that's already, that's on a rise or has already arrived. And I just think he's going to be part of this growing process here for the Oakland Raiders, and I think the experience is going to serve him well. Again, based upon where he's at mentally and where he's at physically as a player, I think that it all is different depending upon the quarterback. But I think where Derek's at right now in terms of the experience that he had in college and, again, where he's at mentally right now, I think it's been very valuable for him to play.
You brought a lot of veterans on both sides of the ball on, like, 1 or 2 year contracts with the hopes of – the talk in training camp, they had chips on their shoulder. They wanted to show the teams that they'd played before that they were making a mistake, and it hasn't really worked out for them one loss wise like anybody.
Yeah.
They had varying degrees of success, but I wonder how are they doing locker room wise. Tony seems pretty pleased with their direction and the focus in terms of bringing the younger guys along, that sort of thing?
Yeah, you know, I think it's been good, and that says a lot about those players that were brought in, those veteran players. It also says a lot about our young players. You know, they continue to fight. They continue to prepare every week. I think it was something that the organization had to do. Again, we talked about the core of the team. There weren't a lot of players here, based on previous drafts or giving away draft picks. So there wasn't really a core of players here. So they had to do something last year with free agency. So everyone was in support of that, knowing that we've got to field a team and we've got to try and get the most out of these veteran players. And again, I started with myself. I haven't done a good enough job to getting that done. But in defense of those players, they have been great in terms of coming to work every day with a real positive attitude, work ethic. And they've kind of done everything that Tony's asked and that we've asked of them to this point. So it's
Jones-Drew holding up. I mean, he's a guy that's pretty much boundless energy. When you talk to him, mostly positive, pleasant to be around, very enthusiastic, but and he can't gain an inch for a while, and it's got to be tough.
Yeah, I think, and again, I don't want anyone, everyone needs to understand that, one, it is very hard. I think, but when you talk about these players coming to work every day with a great attitude, believe me, there's not a player in this locker room or a coach that's not hurting, that it's not affecting them or their families. And, you know, Maurice Jones-Drew, being a local kid that grew up here, you know, he's got a lot of family here, and it hurts. I mean, it hurts everybody in that locker room. But tell me, this isn't just secluded to just one or two players or one or two coaches. Everybody's hurting in that locker room. But we appreciate the fact that it's not influencing the way that they come to work every day and the way that they practice. So, you know, a guy like him, again, he's played in the league a long time. I don't think we have always – I talked to James Jones today on the sideline and really MJD as well that, hey – some of them have been through some bad experiences, none as bad as this. Most, I can't imagine a player in a team right now that's been 0-10 at any point in their careers. So they've been through some rough patches, but nothing like this. And again, it's a life lesson. It's a learning experience. But, you know, as long as they'll continue to compete and continue to work and continue to prepare, obviously they'll give us a chance here in every game going down the stretch.
Everybody pretty much latches on to a couple of good plays when times are bad. So when Latavius Murray gets those back-to-back runs, all of a sudden he's, you know, wow, this is the answer. Yeah. Tony said yesterday that he thought, look, one of the runs was a terrific run. The other one was blocked so well, pretty much, honestly, any one of our backs could have got the yards, and I guess that's what people don't necessarily see. What do you see in Latavius? What do you see from him going forward?
No, you know, we were happy, obviously, with how he ran last week. And again, coming back this training camp, he had a good training camp based upon where he was at a year ago when he missed most of the training camp with a foot. So just happy that he's healthy. I'm glad he got the opportunities last week. Again, he's another one of those young players that we talked about that could be a core of this football team going forward. So it was good to see him actually go out there in a live situation, in a game situation there, and have some success there late in the game. But again, just overall, we've got to have more continuity, and we talk about it all the time. It's about stringing plays together. You know, we have not done that, and that's you know, been our Achilles heel right now, is being able to put drives together and put more than one or two plays together. We've got to be offensively, we're just not consistent enough.